So I'm here to give you an overview of the DataMan project together with Toman Shemirinsky, who is the PI for this project. We are working on areas and what's called as the mobile computing, so as mobile wireless computing. If you want to look at our TV channel, this is the thing you need to program into your remote control. As Mark was saying, we also have our own TV channel. If you want to see how we look in a GIF image, you can take a look at our homepage. And if you're interested in the details of our research, we also have a website which will tell you more about the project. We are funded from a number of different research organizations. We are funded by DARPA under the Global Mobile System or the Global Program. We're also funded by NSF from both mobile databases and also in doing protocol work for wireless. And also we are collaborating with WinLab, which is which stands for Wireless Information Network Lab. This is an NSF center with about 30 industrial sponsors, and Goodman is the director of this particular lab. So they're looking at a lot of what we call as low-level issues in protocols of link layer, radio design, propagation characteristics, and we are from the computer science department are collaborating in developing protocols and various applications for mobile computing. So what are we interested in? This is the scenario that we are looking at. Assume you're on a small handheld computer, call it your Java station, information appliance, network computer, depending upon who you're talking to. We are interested in what happens when this guy talks to various information sources in the network, and what he's talking to may be from a satellite, maybe a telephone, maybe a wireless network, maybe cable modem, or even something new that we are developing here called an info station. I'll talk to you briefly about what an info station is later in my talk. So the idea is you have a very small handheld device, and this particular device is interested in getting information from the network. So what's new and what can you do with this kind of... The first aspect this paradigm or this scenario brings is what we call an environment-aware software. Okay? Today's software is aware of cache, is aware of memory, is aware of disk, but it's not in general aware of various other aspects in the environment. For example, you want to tell your software that you want to send this email as long as it costs less than a dollar. Today, there's no way you can tell your system what this dollar means, how it's going to optimize. Another thing is get your email only if it's from my boss. Okay? How do you do that? And also, as Mark Weather in his talk said something about energy. When you have all these small handheld devices, the number one constraint is the fact that the batteries run out often. So you want to tell your software, right now you're running a very small battery, and leave this software to somehow optimize for batteries. And another thing is, maybe you want to specify to your software, hey, I would like to get my fax when I get down in San Francisco. So for somebody like Mark, while there, when he goes back to San Francisco, not only is his limousine waiting, probably his fax is also waiting at that particular place, and he can read the fax when he goes from San Francisco back to his home in Palo Alto. So, what do we need to do? So, in environment-aware software, we need to write software in such a way you can understand what we call as non-standard parameters, something like cost, energy, location. Talk more about location in a moment. Direction, because you have a small handheld device, you're moving in some direction. So that will be very important for the network. Things like bandwidth, latency, and other factors. One thing is you want software to understand, and also you want software to adapt to these parameters. For example, if you tell your software that you're running on 2 AA batteries, the software needs to do something so that your at least it will last for 8 hours. Okay? And then, not only is the software running on this small device need to be adaptive, you also want the network to understand what kind of machine I'm talking to, what kind of a mobile computer I'm talking to. Is it client on a cellular modem, obviously if he's a cellular modem, that means he's going to be very extensive. Whatever I'm going to communicate with him should be very fast and quick. If this guy running on very small database, so that means the network should do more work than the small guy. Also, whether the client or the mobile computer, is it in a vehicle, is it in a plane, where is it? So that's also very important if you have the right environment-aware software. And the next feature, you know, as they say, in real estate it is location, location, location. In politics it's money, money, money. In mobile computing again it is location, location, location. So what do we need? Why do we need location-aware software? Let's say you want to send a traffic report to a specific area when people were going around on your New Jersey Turnpike. You want to say, specifically say that there is a traffic jam that will affect only between exit 9 and exit 10. Or, you're driving around a shopping mall and assume you have a Lexus, not only you have a CD-ROM but also a terminal in your car, so you get an advertisement of some local sales that is going on. So you drive around a car dealer and he knows that you're thinking about buying a car, probably there'll be a $500 coupon printing out in your car so that you can just stop and buy the car if you want. And things like, you know, you're driving to exit 9, you just think of food. David Goodman has this analogy that there will be a pizza button on your phone. You just press pizza, the nearest pizza place, or even the pizza will come wherever you are. So that's the kind of location of a software needs to do. And I want to mention, we are developing some location of a software here. You'll see a demo in the afternoon. And also we've been selected to participate in this national experiment where some of the software that is developed by Tomac and his student will be deployed in CCOM as well as in UC Santa Cruz. So we can send an email to somebody on the beach in Santa Cruz from here. So we are participating in a national experiment. Let's see how things go. So what are we doing with respect to location of our software? We're using GPS information to send messages to specific areas. We can, for example, from here, send a message to everybody in the parting lot, or somebody driving on Route 18, without really knowing who that person is. We are interested in sending those kind of messages. It's also important from a resource discovery point of view. When you have a small computer and you move around, you'd always like to know what kind of resources are available within this particular environment. So where is the printer? Typically, people now ask, where is the public phone? 5 to 10 years from now, you'll be asking, where is the printer? Where is the network connection? Where can I charge my batteries? And so on and so forth. And also, this is important for ad hoc networking and routing. The third project, as I mentioned, not only are we interested in what's existing network technology, we're also developing a new concept here called the info stations. It was proposed by Dick Frankel. Where are you?
Yes.
Dick Frankel and Tomas. Basic idea is we will build special purpose network and place it in strategic locations, say at a traffic light, at an exit ramp, or maybe airport. So when you drive by or walk by or sit by it, you'll get a very good quality network. So imagine that you're driving, you're taking an exit, and you get your fax as you go through the info station. So for us, the info station is like an information kiosk, or what we call ATM of the for information. So if you want money, you go to an ATM and withdraw cash. If you want information, drive through the info station. So this is a hopefully going to be a very big project because it involves building radio, integrating protocols, figuring out how to deliver a 10-page fax for someone who is driving at 50 miles an hour at a very short distance. Finally. So, in conclusion, I've given you just a brief idea of the kind of research challenges that we have. Definitely, the mobile computing brings new challenges to client-server design. And you have new ways of designing protocols, because you want protocols to be aware of whether the client is running on batteries, whether the client is connected by cellular, is he connected with a satellite, is he going at 50 miles an hour, or is he just sitting somewhere and getting information. And also, this environment-aware software is new, means that you have to think for a new programming methodology in order to construct programs. Because right now, we as programmers are not taught to think about energy, think about location, think about the kind of device that the person has. And definitely as, hopefully as the research progresses, we're definitely going to new personal applications. You can specify more things than you could have done normally, and if everybody carries a small handheld device which is connected to the network, a lot more things can happen. And hopefully there will be new ways of interacting. So instead of talking, you basically will say, well, I just sent you an email, why don't you read what I just said? And a guy will pull up and read. So there's a new social interaction. So people probably will communicate through their devices. Yeah? Thank you.